Stay tuned for the power of Pentecosta. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and it's again time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you just to set aside and worship the Lord. Have your hymnal and your Bible ready. Be ready to pray with us. Let's just have a time of devotion in the presence of the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And of course, the basis for that song comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." And from Ezekiel 34:26, the word of God to begin today's broadcast, "I will cause the shower to come down in His season. There shall be showers of blessing." Reminds me of the hymn we sing, "There shall be showers of blessings." Showers of blessing we need. Well, thank you for being with us. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about us and inviting them to worship with you. And I'll give you some contact information at the end, and I'll try to include the website that you can share with your friends and family. All right, page 75 in the Holiness Hymns. Here's a great question. Where could I go but to the Lord? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Ran with friends friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, sing it with us now, hallelujah. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Well, that's a question that includes the answer. Where could I go but to the Lord? The answer's right there with the question. If you try to turn to any other source, you're headed in the wrong direction. The Lord is our helper, and we should boldly say that. The precious promise today, before we pray, from Genesis 28:15, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Wonderful words of life, and a great promise from God's word. Let's read it one more time. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Let's go to prayer right now. And I, whatever situation you're in, if you need some help from the Lord, he'll keep you right where you are. Yes, that doesn't mean you won't go to another place, but his keeping power will go with you. He is our keeper. Father in heaven, we thank you today because you keep us in all the places. We're thankful, Lord, that we are kept and we are secured by the Master's hand. We're thankful, Lord, for your omnipresence. You're with us everywhere we go. And Lord, you're there to sustain us and protect us. You're there to cause us to be victorious and overcomers. And we pray today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for victory to come. We just pray for anyone today that's discouraged or disappointed, down in the dumps, or just unhappy. Lord, some folks are in these situations, but we know today, Lord, that you're able to pick up their spirits. You're able to bring joy in their hearts. You're able to wipe the tears away from their eyes and take that frown away and give them a smile. Lord, let their hearts celebrate and rejoice. I pray, Lord, that each one that's with us today will turn and realize there's no place to go but to the Lord. When they say, where could I go? Let them know that the answer to that is nowhere but to the Lord. Lord, we just pray today for a work of God among our people. Lord, lift them up and bring deliverance, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise him with us now. Lift your voices to the Lord. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't you tell me more about that lovely name? Oh, hallelujah. Let's sing it again. Praise God. I thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't you tell me give you the contact information at the end. Here's one, Calvary's the Reason Why. In memory of Karen today, let the song touch your heart. I was lost, but you knew where to find me. I was hungry, you were bread for my soul. I was thirsty, and you gave living waters. You were my shelter when I had no place to go. Sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you. Sometimes all I do is cry, but everything that I have I owe to you. Calvary's the reason why. Continue worshiping the Lord with us. Had it not been for Calvary, there would have been no Jesus, no salvation. When I think of the love that you've given, when I think of the price you paid for me, the trials on earth seem like nothing when they're compared to dark Calvary. Sing it now. Sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We'll sing some more of that in just a moment. But we'd like to hear from you, let you know the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the webpage, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name.